This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chin Tsai joins me live in studio. She's the director of the Demographics and Workforce Unit at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia. How are you doing? It's good to see you.
Very well. Thank you, Coy. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thanks for stopping by. Now, your organization recently did a study which made some news recently, and we wanted to have you in to sort of explain these numbers to us because it is really fascinating. You have done a study of the Hispanic population in Virginia. And it really sheds a light on a very interesting topic that has been in the news recently about immigration. Tell us first, if you can, you know, when the study was done and how it was done, and even more importantly, why the study was done.
Sure. We recently released a study titled Hispanic Immigrants and Citizens in Virginia. This was just released a week ago, and the purpose of doing that, or let me tell you why we thought about doing a study like this, was immigration policies at the forefront of debates at the national, state, and the local levels. And most of the discussion is about unauthorized immigration. And to a very extensive extent, to a very large extent, is about Hispanic immigrants. Although really 80% of the or 20% of the unauthorized immigrants are not from Latino countries, but then the discussion has been focused on the Hispanic population.
So one out of five, quote unquote, illegals in this country is not even a Hispanic.
No, not even from Latino countries.
They Interesting.
Are from Asia and other parts of the world. But anyway, we thought, how many are there? Of course, we can't tell. Nobody can tell how many are unauthorized over there. But we want to look at the composition of Hispanic population. You know, how many are citizens? How many are immigrants, which can include both authorized and unauthorized immigrants.
And that's an important distinction because you could have an immigrant who's an authorized immigrant here studying or working. Not every non-citizen is illegal or unauthorized.
That's correct. We found, Coy, you may have noticed we put it on in the press release, that among all the Hispanics in the state, 60% are either U.S.-born citizens or naturalized citizens. So they are U.S. citizens. The remaining 40% are immigrants, and they include both authorized, such as green card holders, people with valid temporary visas for working, studying, you know, you just mentioned, or visiting, and the refugees and asylees. And also, those 40% include unauthorized immigrants, and either they enter the country without inspection, or they were legally admitted but stayed beyond the date they were required to leave.
Uh-huh. So of the Hispanics in Virginia, and the study found that 6% of the population in Virginia are Hispanics, and of those 6% of the total population in Virginia, it's 60-40. 60% are American citizens, 40% are non-citizens. But the question is, how many of that 40% of Hispanics in Virginia are authorized versus unauthorized?
That we cannot find. The data we analyzed is 2006 American Community Survey, which is conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. And neither the Census nor Census Bureau survey ask questions about immigrants' legal status. They do ask your citizenship status, whether you are U.S. born or naturalized or non-citizen. So we cannot tell apart authorized versus unauthorized. But then all the numbers, all the percent you cited was absolutely true. So 6% of the population are Hispanics. That compared to 15% nationwide. Virginia is low. It's lower than the nation as a whole.
The national average is 15%,
right.
And Virginia is only 6%.
That's right. We are not a Hispanic-heavy state.
We're talking with Chin Tsai. She is the director of the Demographics and Workforce Unit at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service here at the University of Virginia. These are the folks that crunch all the numbers. Fascinating stuff. Is the Hispanic population in Virginia growing? Do your numbers show that it's growing? And I wonder how fast it's growing.
Yes, it is growing. Here are a couple of statistics. Virginia's Hispanic population tripled from 152,000 in 1990 to more than 460,000 in 2006.
And so it tripled in 16 years.
In 16 years,
wow!
Right.
Gosh.
So back in 1990, it was about 2.5% of the state overall population. Now it's more than 6% of the state overall population.
Fascinating. So and you also, there was something interesting in the numbers that came out about the number of Hispanics in Virginia who are serving in the military, representing our country, men and women, Hispanic men and women in uniform.
Yes, absolutely. We were very interested in that result as well. And we found, 6% of Hispanic, as we just talked about, in the overall population, but 9% of the military employees are Hispanic. So they are overrepresented in Virginia U.S. military compared to their presence in the overall population in the state.
Wow. So there's and this would be true, I guess, for the African American population. We've known that for some time.
Right.
That
yeah, we know
African Americans are overrepresented, mm-hmm. based on their mm-hmm. on the numbers. And so now this is become true for Hispanics as well.
Right. We see increasing presence of Hispanics in the military.
What do we know about? We're talking with Chen Tsai of the Demographics Unit at the Cooper Center. What do we know about the 6% of the Virginia population that are Hispanic? And again, of those, 60% are citizens, 40% are non-citizens, and that includes both authorized non-citizens and unauthorized non-citizens. What do we know about their ages? Like, how did they? What's the age spread in terms of? How old is this part of our population?
Very good question. We were interested in that, too. We found among Hispanic immigrants, 72% are between the prime working age, 20 to 45.
And 72%? It's that
right,
high.
Right. Everybody comes here, almost, and they are in that golden prime working age. They are here to work. Their labor force participation rate is also much higher than the overall population. 80% of Hispanic immigrants are in the labor force, workforce, versus 68% of the Virginia overall. And among Hispanic men, male immigrants, that number is even higher, 90%. Of Hispanic immigrants, male Hispanic immigrants, are in the workforce.
Versus, that's amazing. So 9 out of 10 Hispanic men in Virginia are mm-hmm. are working.
Yes.
Yeah, and part of our economy.
Exactly. That age structure really tells a lot about they are here to work. And I mentioned 72%. The Virginia overall population between age 20 to 45 is only 36%, so only the half.
That's amazing. So, mm-hmm. and say that again. So the non-Hispanic population in Virginia.
Well, the overall Hispanic population of all the population here, 36% are between age 20 to 45.
The prime working age.
The prime working age.
Only a third of the overall
right.
population.
Exactly. It's in that age group. And among Hispanic immigrants, 72%. Are in that age group.
Twice as many.
20 to 45, exactly, twice as many.
Twice as many are mm-hmm. of the prime working age.
Mm-hmm. And about among Hispanic citizens, you'll be interested in knowing that as well. Half of them, 50%, are under age 20. So the young ones, in the next 10 or 15 years, so when they become the prime working age, and those are Hispanic citizens. So half of Hispanic citizen population are below age 20.
Well, and getting ready to move into to the workforce.
Right. And compared to overall Virginia population, that's only 25%. So we have a very young age group citizens that are Hispanics.
And they are American citizens.
They are American citizens.
So we have this
citizens.
Huge bubble of young Hispanic citizens, American citizens in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chen Tsai, the Demographics and Workforce Unit at the Cooper Center for Public Service, a new study, in-depth study of the Hispanic population in Virginia. Do we learn anything about education among Hispanics?
Yes, we do. Let me bring out a couple of major findings. We find, not to anybody's surprise, that Hispanic immigrants tend to be less educated and poorer and more likely to lack health insurance and live in larger households. But among Hispanic citizens, we find those who are above age 25 and adult population, they are actually better educated than Hispanic than Virginia overall population. 35% of adult Hispanic citizens have at least a college degree, compared to 33% of Virginia overall population. And also, as a result, that household headed by Hispanic citizens actually is doing better economically than average household. They have an average medium household income more than $62,000 a year, compared to Virginia's overall, you know, medium household income of $55,000
a year. So the Hispanic citizen in Virginia is taking better advantage of the education system than the average Virginian, and they're earning more money than the average Virginian.
They are better educated. They are earning more money. That's right. Among the citizens, adult citizens.
Yeah, and again, that's not illegal immigrants. We're talking about American citizens mm-hmm. who are of Hispanic origin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff. So, Chen, what's next? What are you working on next? What's the next study?
Well, we are planning for another study on Asian immigrants and citizens in Virginia, because, as you know, 40% of the foreign-born population in Virginia were born in Asia, and only 36% were from Latin America. So really, Hispanic is not the largest minority group in Virginia. And of course, African American, that is the largest minority group, 19%. And then next to Black African American group is Asian. So we want to move to the next step and see and look at how Asian population composition characteristics are.
So a study similar to what you did with the Hispanic population, but now for the Asian population,
right,
here in Virginia.
It's even larger than Hispanic population here.
And that's going to be, again, every study you do, I think, is I just have to read it like five times. And every line I go, oh, my goodness, that's really, I mean, it truly is. And what's most important about it is this information has profound policy implications whether it's at the local government or the state government mm-hmm. or in Washington. I mean, mm-hmm. these are the type of numbers mm-hmm. that our legislators absolutely need to not only read but understand.
I hope so. I hope so. I definitely, this is a effort to fight against. Don't confuse me with the facts. We do want to provide facts and see how that gets into the debate, the discussion, the policy deliberations.
Right. Well, we'll have to have you back in when the Asian population study is complete.
Oh, thank you, Coy. That will be our pleasure.
Chen Tsai is the director of the Demographics and Workforce Unit at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. You can learn more online and read this complete study at coopercenter.org. Thank you, Chen.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.